Now let's talk about TV. For 50 years, Spanish-speaking TV viewers have tuned into the weekly variety show Sábado Gigante.
Don Francisco! Bienvenida, Vanessa DeRoy!
The host of that program, Don Francisco, commands a festive live audience in Miami with celebrity interviews, musical performances, goofy sidekicks, and scantily clad dancers. This is a three-hour show, broadcast throughout the Americas. For the golden anniversary of this program, NPR's Mandalit Del Barco talked with fans in California, New York, and Florida.
Don Francisco presenta Sábado Gigante.
Eva Lisa Piña is a diehard fan. The retired 61-year-old Dominican says she's been watching Sábado Gigante for 25 years.
Es bien chévere el programa, bien bueno.
It's a fun show, she says, from her home in Orlando, where she watches every week with her grandchildren. They share popcorn, she drinks her Coors Light, and they laugh along with Don Francisco.
Don Francisco, el carácter es fuerte, pero fuerte para hacer su chiste.
Don Francisco is a strong character, she says. He's funny, he's happy, and mostly he reminds her of her late husband. Piña says she likes the weekly car raffle and a recurring skit about a goofy hospital.
Dice, estoy enfermo, y sale el doctor que va a curarlo.
For half a century, Sábado Gigante has been a raucous romp with hours and hours and hours of musical guests and dancers. It's a variety show, it's a talk show, it's a game show. Think Price is Right / American Idol / The Gong Show. Don Francisco has his regular sidekicks like La Cuatro, who gets slapped for being naughty and sings very badly. And a masked character known as El Chacal, the Jackal. Whenever there's a really awful singer, he blows his trumpet and gets the audience to boo. The show includes cheesy skits and corny audience sing-alongs and the risque Miss Colita contest with close-up shots of women dancing around in string bikinis. A younger generation of Sábado Gigante fans say they grew up watching the show with their families. At a street festival in Whittier, east of L.A., 33-year-old Ray Marquez says he still tries to sneak a peek when his wife isn't looking.
I love that show. Even though I don't speak Spanish, I love that show.
What do you like about the show?
Well, for me,
it's
the women.
Solo para los hombres. Those dances where they had like 15 girls dancing at the same time. Sorry, I'm a dude.
But Daniel Rojas, who's 29, finds it all tacky and offensive.
I wouldn't let my kids watch it. There's too many like half-naked women on it, you know, and like the jokes are kind of like, there's like a double meaning to the jokes. The show's not on there for kids, at least not anymore, even though they do have that kid segment where they ask kids questions.
New York blogger Laura Martinez says the long-running show has launched many a career for Latino singers and dancers, and she says Don Francisco hawks cars and sodas and beer for his sponsors.
Sábado Gigante is an advertiser's dream come true. You have the entire live audience singing and dancing to the tune of your ad.
Martinez, who's 43, has also watched the show in Mexico, Chile, and Argentina. She says for many Latinos and Latin Americans, Sábado Gigante has been a staple.
I think it's old-fashioned, and I think that's also part of its success. It has remained the same. Oh, there is La Cuatro, there is El Chacal de la Trompeta, there is Don Francisco. You can find Latin Americans that tell you they hate him, they love him, they don't care, but it's hard to find one that is going to tell you who. Everybody knows who this guy is.
Sábado Gigante celebrates its 50th anniversary show this Saturday night. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News, also known as Viernes Gigante. It's produced by Nicole Beemster-Bohr and Nishant Dahiya. Our senior producers are Cindy Carpian and Barry Gordimer. And senior supervising producers are Kara Tallow and Tracy Wall.
Our executive producer is Madalika Sika. The executive editor of news programming is Ellen McDonald. Morning Edition's theme music was written by B.J. Lederman and arranged by Jim Pugh. I'm Renee Montaigne.
I'm Steve Inskeep.